Let's stand for the reading of God's holy word.
Hear these words as we read from John chapter 8, beginning with verse 1. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. At dawn he appeared again in the temple, where all the people gathered around him, and he sat down to teach them. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law of Moses, we're commanded us to stone such women. Now what do you say?" They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left, with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she said. "Then neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Go and leave your life of sin." This is the word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Holy Father, open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and our ears, that as you speak to us today, we will receive those words and put them into action in our lives. And may the words from my mouth be a blessing unto you. Amen. Amen. All right, Aaron, I need your help. You may be seated. Let's move this back. Now I've got room to move. How many of you have got an opinion? For those of you who did not raise your hand, yes, you do. It's funny how opinions are. We all have opinions, right? We all have an opinion about something. We have opinions about the preacher. Can you believe what he wore to church today? What is he doing in the robe? Did you get anything out of that sermon? Boy, it seemed like that service went on forever. We all have opinions about things. We have opinions about life. We get in trouble or something doesn't go our way. Well, that stinks. To you, it might be retribution to somebody else. One of the greatest opinions I have is when somebody passes me on the road illegally. And my opinion is this. Lord, I hope there's a cop sitting up there that is fixing to bust the living daylights out of them, so I can drive by and honk and wave. But we do. We all have opinions. We have opinions about our lives. We have opinions about the world itself. We have opinions about each other. Look to your left. For those of you who are directionally challenged, that's that way. Then I want you to look to your right. Then I want you to look at me. Did y'all see the people sitting on either side of you? They have an opinion about you. They just haven't told you. But we do. We are opinionated. Sometimes we know how to control that opinion. Sometimes we don't. Our scripture text today talks about opinions and how Jesus dealt with the opinions. So the text tells us that he sits down to teach. So in those days when rabbis sat down, That meant they were getting ready to teach. So in today's times, if there was a stool up here and I sat down, that would mean that either I'm tired or I'm fixing to teach you something. So Jesus came to the temple and he sat down, and all of those around were getting ready to be taught by the rabbi. And as he gets started, in come the Pharisees and the priests, and they're dragging this poor woman along. And they interrupt Jesus in the temple of his teaching. And they say, "Okay, Jesus, we caught this woman in adultery." Now, in case you don't know, this is what the book of Moses says, is that she is supposed to be stoned to death. What do you think? What's your opinion, Jesus? You see, they were trying to trap him. They were trying to trap him one way or the other because he had all of these people in front of him. Now, if he agreed with them, with the Pharisees, then to the people, Jesus would seem to be this unfeeling, unsympathetic rabbi just like the rest of them. But if he disagreed with the Pharisees, it would look like he was condoning what the woman had done. So they're sitting there thinking, "Yep, we've got him now. There's nothing he can say that will get him out of this." So here is the cool part about this text. He kneels down and he starts writing in the sand. You ever wondered what he was writing? I know there's a lot of opinions out there as to what he was writing. Some would say that he was quoting the Ten Commandments. Some would say that he was writing down the laws. You know, the Mosaic laws that would help him discern what he needed to do. Some would say that he was making a list of who all was there so that if it went south, he knew who the witnesses would be. But some would say that he was writing down every sin that that crowd had committed. And as he wrote, they kept hounding him. "Come on, Jesus, what's your answer? You need to phone a friend? Come on with it. It's either yes or no." So Jesus looks up, never makes eye contact with anybody, and said, "Well, any of you that has no sin in your lives, go ahead and stone her." He looked back down and kept writing. Now, I can imagine the scene. You know, Jesus disappears. Everybody's stretching and looking. Jesus knelt down. He got down a lot easier than I did. And he's just writing along. And Scripture tells us one by one, they drop their stones and they turn around and walk away. Starting with the oldest. I figure, as Jesus wrote down whatever it was he was writing, it made them realize that when it comes to judgment, their opinions didn't matter. If we fast forward to today, in this world of opinionated people, you can go on Facebook and you can find out everybody's opinion. And it's really unique that people are tend more to be opinionated when they're not facing you face to face. But in a world where we're opinionated and we can attack people and we can throw stones, yeah, you still throw stones today. They're not the hard, metaphysical, metabolical things that God created, but you still cast stones. They're in your opinions, they're in your looks, they're in your comments, they're in your criteria to fit in. They're in the bullying. I think it's interesting that we're so concerned about bullying in schools and we just can't understand it. Well, all we got to do is look in a mirror because that's where the kids have learned it. Because we bully more than they do. Because we think we know what life is supposed to be like. And we are judges. So my question today is if Jesus came right now, right here, first of all, we'd all be in trouble. But if Jesus walked into this sanctuary this morning and He knelt down and started writing on the new flooring, how would you change your life? If Jesus lets you know just how high on the totem pole your opinion and your judgment came, how would you change? You see, here's the thing. Here's where we get it wrong. This is where we mess up. I look at Stan and I make a judgment through my opinions. I'm judging what I see. Jesus doesn't look at the outside. He looks right here. That's where God does His judging, is the heart. Because God knows that this exterior is never, ever, 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 ever going to be perfect. And we say that we want to be like Christ and we want to be more loving and forgiving and kind, then quit looking at the person from the outside in. Look at the person from the inside out. So the end of the story in this text, Jesus is still knelt down. And he kind of stands up and looks around a little bit and he says, "Woman, has anybody condemned you?" Her response is, "No, sir." Jesus goes, "I have nothing to condemn you on. Go and sin no more. Go and sin no more." Now, I can tell you that when she walked away and saw down the road, I'm sure there were people that would... I just didn't get it. So in your own life, how many times have you deserved to be stoned? Because you know in the Mosaic Law, there's a million different ways to get stoned to death. by disobeying your parents. They can take you out to the city gates and stone you. For other reasons, you can be stoned. So, looking at your life, how many of us deserve to be stoned? I know I do. Thank God. Thank God that He saw something in me that was worth saving. Thank God that He loved me as much as He does. That He put His Son on a cross for me. Because I know for a fact, I'm not worthy of any of it. I know who I am. I know what I've done. And I know I will never be perfect. But God chose not to condemn me. God doesn't choose to condemn anyone. All He says is, go and sin no more. You want forgiveness, I forgive you. Don't go sin anymore. Now there are some thoughts to who this woman was. But one thing's for sure, she became a follower and a disciple of Jesus Christ. So that next time that you are standing in that crowd and you decide to become a Pharisee and pass judgment on someone, I want you to think about this. Think about the fact that Jesus is writing all of your imperfections down. And reminding you that you're no better than that person. And that you better drop that stone and walk away. Because there's another part in Scripture that says, be careful. Be careful how you judge someone. Because that's how I'm going to judge you. What an awesome God we have. What an awesome God we have. That He can look at us and kind of chuckle and say, I forgive you anyway. You're forgiven. Let's pray. Almighty and gracious Father in heaven, today we come to You with this joy in our hearts. A joy that tells us that even though we're not perfect, You still love us. Even though we may have these skeletons, You know our true heart. But Father, we also need You to remind us that You know our true heart. And remind us that it's not our job to cast stones. Father, as we go from here today, we ask that You continue to direct our lives. Help us to grow in our Christian walk, that we might come closer to that perfection that we so urgently seek. That we might be more like Your Son. More understanding, more forgiving, more loving. Father, we pray all of this in your Son's holy and precious name. Amen.